Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Now, Amelia, you founded the online gallery Art Pharmacy, which is supporting local Australian artists in mind. So how has the cultural landscape for these artists, and I guess especially those in Sydney, changed over the last few years?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's always hard for artists at any time, particularly at this point. I think. You know, the thing is about arts, I think, compared to the music industry, I think they're, with the lockout laws, that's been particularly hard for them. I think with artists, they haven't been impacted as much as the music industry.
Yeah, right. So I guess we all do know that these lockout laws have massively changed the face of nightlife in Sydney. How did the effects from this flow on throughout our city's art community as well?
Yeah, I think the thing is everyone keeps talking about the lockout laws and you know, and it's all about the alcohol and going out and drinking at bars. But I think we should be looking at the bigger picture here, the diversification of the, you know, the nighttime economy. And that's not just going to bars, but, you know, that's going to restaurants, like, you know, buying, you know, a retail, having a bookshop that's open. So, and actually having people from different walks of life actually being out in our streets. And I think, and that's how you make a sort of safer, experience, you know, because not everyone goes to bars these days. It's not just the bars, it's actually diversification of the nighttime economy. And I think, you know, what we're trying to do actually with the City of Sydney Advisory Panel is actually trying to change that narrative now and actually get, you know, people talking about, you know, all of us on the panel have come from like music, from hotels, you know, from crime. And it's actually like, it's blowing my mind actually, like how diverse and actually how difficult it is to actually tackle this problem, to be honest with you, because even for myself, I'm more arts and culture, and now I'm learning about how transport runs, garbage trucks, safety, public toilets, all these sort of things that you sort of, you know, in arts and culture you don't really think about, but actually trying to think about that nighttime economy and getting people out at night to you really enjoy our, you know, what's happening out there.
Yeah, there's definitely so many elements that come into it. And I guess it's one of the big arguments as well I guess, stripping back the lockout laws as well. But one of the really interesting things on the agenda tonight is the idea of gentrification as a kind of lockout in Sydney. What's your take on that?
And you mean like gentrification in the certain areas? What's happening with like property development? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
In that sort of area? Yeah, look, that's an interesting subject. And actually, you know, I work in that sort of space myself. I, you know, run a consultancy business and I work a lot with property developers. I mean, if you look at Kensington Street, I feel like it's a really great, and actually just across the road from you guys at 2SER headquarters, you know, I think that's a really interesting development there and it's definitely gentrification. But, you know, with that sort of space, there has been, you know, you can go and get like a $10 bowl of noodles and you can do a BYO or you can go to a very high-end degustation. But then you could also turn up and just have some dessert and then you can go to the cinemas. And then, you know, around the corner there are, you know, a lot of great galleries around there. Gallery Pom Pom, there's a White Rabbit Gallery. You know, it is a really great, you know, that Kensington Street. And that gentrification, yes, I mean, look, that is very hard. And this is one thing I'm always trying to fight with a lot of the property developers is actually to have spaces within their developments for artists, and this is the problem with our society at the moment. With, you know, all these things are going up, but I'd love to change a law that actually, when you build a big property, you know, a development, that actually there's a community hub that can either be commercialised, but also then actually a percentage of that is actually handed over to artists that are in our local community, not just artists, but you know, playwrights, theatre. Because the problem is there's actually not that many spaces for the creatives and cultural people to actually go and congregate and actually having a hub. And that's where I think that it really needs to change. I mean, the City of Sydney do that really well with their, you know, with the STEP program and you know, having artists actually go in and live and work and have, you know, have a space in there. But I think if we can try and get the big property developers on board, that's what will really make a difference. But, yeah, the gentrification is a really hard one. And I think it all has to start with communities. And I think people need to start getting together and working within their own communities. And, you know, rather than talking about problems, we need to start talking about solutions. I think because I keep talking to people about the nighttime economy and everyone's always saying this, we've got to change this. And it's like, okay, well, what about if, you know, I think we all need to get together within our local communities and actually just focus very on very small micro things before we go, you know, really, really big. if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess the benefits of what you were just talking about then would be massive, would be endless. The amount of benefits and change that would come to the arts sector of Sydney would greatly benefit from those kind of new introductions. But I guess what kind of solutions, going back to tonight's discussion, are you guys hoping to get out of the talks tonight?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think this it's really good to be talking about this from different angles, and everyone to be talking about the diversification. You know, I'm arts and culture, that's my background. This is what I'm really trying to fight for the artists and for spaces. But I think one thing that's really resonated with myself is, the problem is we have these incredible, for instance, Regent Street in Redfern. It's, you've got the Bearded Tip down there, you've got DEA across the street, you've got Sassoni and Soz. Amazing retail and shops where you can eat and drink and it's busy. But the problem is it's a road that goes all the way down to the airport. And I think what we really need to find is actually areas that people can congregate, and like the Kensington Street, but actually somewhere in our local communities. And I'm on this crusade at the moment, trying to meet people, like actually in the police force at the moment, someone from the traffic, to actually talk about, where's an area in Sydney, in the city of Sydney, that we can actually sort of start something like this, because it's the old people and the young people coming together and that diversification. So that's what I really like to look at. And, it's not just going to a bar, it's actually going to retail and bringing that together. And that's what I'd really like to talk about. If there's areas, in your local, in your community that you can sort of, working sort of together, and making, like in Europe, you've got the piazzas and, got the fountain where all the roads lead to one. And if we can maybe potentially take out those roads, because there's cars flying around and, I've got young kids. I don't want to be walking down the street with young kids. If I know it's safe and there's no cars around, I'll let them run wild and people can come together. And actually that's how you start those communities. So that's what I'm on the lookout for. And that's what I'm going to be talking about tonight, about, the arts and culture and that hub of, how we can sort of start. And I think that's where it's going to sort of come from my angle. I mean, the other people on the panel have come from different, we've got someone talking from Blacktown, and then we've got someone actually from Parliament coming down as well. So I think it's going to be a very interesting panel tonight.
Yeah, definitely, by the sounds of it. And it's a really nice image that you just presented there as well, which is, I guess, something that's, everyone should be trying to work towards to if they want to get our nightlife and our community back up and running. Now, lastly, for tonight, where do we need to head for a ticket for tonight's event?
Yeah, head to SAGMAG online, and it's at the Australia Council. It starts at 6 o'clock. I really highly recommend everyone coming down. I'd love to meet with you all. But yeah, just get online and book a ticket, and join the discussion. Like, I think, the more people that are talking about this, and it's a really important topic that you're not just on looking from the sidelines. You're actually participating and actually talking to people about that, and not just thinking about problems, thinking about solutions and actually how you can help. But yeah, please come down. I'd really love to sort of meet with you all.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very interesting conversation that definitely needs to be had. And I guess thank you so much, Amelia, for joining us this morning and getting the conversation started again.